It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guests this week are Anthony and Callum from Ounce.
Hello.
One second, here you go.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
Very good.
Very good.
Happy Waitangi Day.
Yeah, nice. You brought in some records, which is different from what we usually have on My Morning Mixtape, but it's nice to shake it up, get on the decks.
I think we only have records, really. I've got an iPod, but there's not much on it.
Yeah. So this first one they've brought in, are you going to play the Sabbath track?
Yeah.
The Sabbath track. What's the first one?
Supernaut. Volume 4.
It's got big riffs and drum breaks, which is pretty much what Ounce is all about. And I'd say the whole time I've known Callum since he's about 15, he's always loved Black Sabbath, so it'd be weird not to play Black Sabbath, really.
Yeah.
So do you guys all listen to this quite a bit, or is this more just like a influence on you two as musicians?
I'd say we've always kind of like bonded over Sabbath.
Yeah.
And like Kieran and stuff, one of the drummers, the other drummer.
Yeah, we were all in the X-Ray Fiends before this band, so Black Sabbath was definitely a big influence on that band and this band, I'd say.
So how did you pick out this track over the other ones on Volume 4?
Probably because of the drum break, right?
Yeah, it's like more of like a party Sabbath song. A lot of the other Sabbath's quite
doomy,
which I totally dig, but yeah.
All right, should we give it a listen?
Hell yeah. We'll be right back.
little bit of Sabbath.
A little bit of Sabbath. A whole lot of Sabbath, actually.
Sorry, I keep forgetting to turn your mic up. Here you go.
Hello. Sweet.
So the second one, what is it?
It's something a bit different. James Brown. Also, you know, very groovy, but in the funky way. James Brown's probably sort of reason for me. I started playing drums, specifically Clyde Stubblefield from his band from this period. And the song we're about to play is just, I don't know, it's just a really good song because it's just like one chord the whole time. There's no horns or anything. You can just hear the breaks really well.
Sitting on the groove.
Sitting on the groove. And that's
keeping it simple.
Yeah. It's not necessarily what your kind of music sounds like.
That's true. But I think when you hear the drums, you can kind of make the connection. But yeah. But people don't instantly go, James Brown.
Yeah. It sounds like ours.
Yeah.
We try to keep it kind of simple. Like,
yeah.
Like, so yeah. It's about the groove.
Nice. We'll give it a listen. What was it called, the name of the track?
I Can't Stand Myself When You Touch Me.
Damn.
So you were saying that some of the James Brown LPs are hit and miss.
Very hit and miss. I would say just get like a greatest hits compilation, really, because I've got way too many LPs and it's just full of ballads and some bad instrumentals. But this particular album's really good. I Can't Stand Myself When You Touch Me is also the name of the album. And on the cover, it's got three women looking at James Brown's junk while he looks into the abyss. And then on the back it says, kids, stay in school and play better, which I think is advice we could all buy too.
Just play better.
Just play better, kids.
This next one, did you say it was a live track?
Yeah, it's a live track from the 70s at Royal Albert Hall. And
it's from a Bollywood film. This whole compilation is basically from late 60s to mid 70s.
It goes into the 80s as well, but I think the gold's like in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it's by R.D. Burman, who like composed a lot of Indian film soundtracks.
So they're not all live.
I think only just this one's a live track.
I think it was a real big hit in India.
Yeah. But also in England, apparently, because it's recorded in the Royal Albert Hall.
I'm curious to listen to this one.
It's pretty funky.
Is it quite Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got
it's like in like a Bollywood film and stuff. It was a big hit.
Yeah, the cool thing about it, it's kind of like a Indian take on Western music.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like real like psych funk.
But it's all using guitars and synths and whatnot, so it's, yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have expected you guys to vibe on that kind of music.
Didn't you buy this when you were a little bit drunk and it's just ended up being the best purchase ever?
I think I knew like maybe two of the songs. Like Anthony sent me two of the songs like years ago. And
yeah.
I heard about it and
it's such a good compilation.
Yeah, it's dope.
Awesome. Let's give it a listen. What was the name of the track that you chose out from the compilation?
Dum Maru Dum.
We're talking to Ounce on BFM. Fading out to try miss that skip at the end, right?
Yeah, skipping it easy.
Mm. So we were just discussing this compilation, which is Psych Funk Sa Rega.
You got it.
Yeah. From 1970 to 1983.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that it's from heaps of Bollywood films and stuff. How did you find this compilation?
Well, I don't know. I think like this like a YouTube related video.
I think there was like an article on like NPR or something.
Something like
talking
that.
About like yeah, like Indian psych.
Probably was. I honestly don't remember now. It was so long ago.
And then I don't know. Just we knew that.
Yeah.
And then found it and just bought
just
it.
Being a record, we've always played too much.
That's nice. So the next one.
Next one for me is I feel like I'm almost just like trying to prove a point because I never hear Frank Zappa on the radio and it always annoys me. Even on BFM, I'm like, I've never heard Frank Zappa. So I've been really getting into Frank Zappa recently, probably too much. I'd like to apologize to my partner Fee for
thrashing
Frank Zappa because it's very challenging to listen to. But this is quite an easy track. So I thought if you're thinking about getting into Frank Zappa and you like this, then do because he's a crazy artist.
What album is
this? This is a live album. So this is like considered the golden period in like 71 when he had Ainsley Dunbar on drums and the lead singer from the band The Turtles. They were the singers at the time. And yeah, it's a really good band. It's live from the Fillmore East. I think it's the last show they had at the Fillmore East in 71. And track is probably one of the most famous ones, Peaches in Regella.
Awesome. It's all ready to go, right?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd make sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
What was the name of the track?
Peaches in Regella.
Yeah. Awesome. Why isn't that playing?
Yeah.
Oh, is the fader across on the mixer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play your track in the meantime.
Okay.
And then we'll make sure that one's going all right.
Sick.
So this is Ounce, Dead Mirror.
Woo! We'll be right back.
So that was your song, Dead Mirror.
Yeah, it's probably the worst one you've played so far.
Played that, that came out last year, October?
Yeah, October, November sort of time.
Around that time, yeah. That was the one that we had on rotation a while back. How do you think that one ties into some of the music that you've been...
Yeah, I think like especially James Brown and... I mean, and we haven't mentioned a huge influence on us, Can, which we didn't actually bring any Can records because we thought it was too obvious almost.
Yeah,
but
that's definitely a Can
song. That's definitely a Can song.
Yeah.
So let's talk about you two. So what instruments do you play in the band and how many people... Tell us a bit about the band.
Okay, so it's a five-piece band. Me and Karen both play drums. My partner Fiona, she plays percussion. Kellen plays baritone guitar and sings. And Eves plays the bass.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez, big Eves. Band.
Yeah.
How are you guys all going to fit in the wine cellar?
Well, we've played like two gigs there, right?
Yeah.
Usually we have one drummer up on the drum riser and the other one just by the side.
Ah, yeah.
It's kind of like an ego battle. It's like who
gets the top position?
Who gets the riser?
Nice. And you guys are playing a show this Friday at the Wine Cellar. Yep. You're going to be playing with Bloodbags and Slumbug.
Yeah.
How did you guys end up being there? Did you guys organize this gig?
No, it's Andrew Tolley from the Bloodbags asked us to play a while back. They're an awesome band. I haven't seen them play in a while, though. Tours of America and whatnot. So, it'd be good to see them. Probably haven't seen them play in like a year or so.
Nice.
Yeah. And we used to always play with them in our old band. So.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's nice to get back in.
Old buddies.
Yeah. Are you guys working on any new releases in the near future?
Yeah, we're just kind of deciding like where and when to record it. But yeah, we've definitely got a lot of tracks to record. And we probably want to re-record the ones that we did do and probably bring out a record, seeing as we seem to like records a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
I could tell that you guys are quite into it, bringing in just a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this next track that we tried to play before, but we sorted it out. What was it?
Frank Zappa, live in the Fillmore East.
Nice. Let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
He was saying that he had around 90 LPs.
Yeah, and I think about another 30 have come out since he's died.
Yeah,
he just archived everything. He recorded pretty much all his live gigs and every jam he had and stuff. He would just tape everything and then try to use it in a different context. So there's just so much stuff out there. But unfortunately, I read recently that Lady Gaga bought his estate.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's not in very good hands right now. So
Someone sort that out.
Yeah. What a strange connection, though.
We got a text in asking how much dollars for your gig, which is this Friday.
It's $10.
$10 at the Wine Cellar. At the Wine Cellar, in case you missed that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this last one that you're planning on playing for us, what was this?
Instrumentally wise, they're quite a similar band to us because they've got two drummers and a baritone guitar, but they've also got another guitarist and a bass. It's a band called The Dirt Bombs. It features Mick Collins, who also played in The Gorries, which are another Detroit band. And this album's like a soul R&B covers album, but they're doing like a garage rock fuzz way. And it's kind of how we both got into a lot of funk and soul, like Sly and the Family Stone, Parliament, Stevie Wonder, the OJs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is like a really fuzzy, out of tune, fun, good time, basically.
It's so good.
Yeah. Nice. How did you find it?
We actually bought it off Rob, from who now plays drums in Magic Factory. He used to run like a little label that he used to sell records that he liked.
Yeah, distro sort of.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bring records into the country.
Yeah, so, and then he recommended that, and it's been one of my most played records, I'd say. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming up and speaking with me. I hope you have a great show this Friday. We'll play this track for you now.
Yep. Sweet. It's called If You Can't Want. It's by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles originally. And this is The Dirt Bombs.
Nice.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
But they won't let you forget that you're the underdog and you got to be twice as good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you never rise, they get uptight if you get too bright. Cause you might be thinking too much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what it feels when you know for real that every other time you get a raw deal, yeah. I'm the underdog. Say, I'm the underdog. Hey! I know how it feels to get demoted when it comes time to get promoted. Cause you might be moving up too fast.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, and the set wouldn't let you forget that it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it feels people to stop, turn around and stare, signify a little bit, and low rate me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. To go along with people you don't even know, simply because there happens to be a whole lot more of them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm the
underdog.
I'm the
underdog.
But I don't mind, cause I can handle it. We'll be right back.
that was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.